Callaway's CEO moment and the case against AI displacement certainty. Callaway Golf CEO Chip Brewer confirmed publicly this week that he personally approved an advertisement produced in partnership with Good Good Golf, a popular golf content brand, that depicted a man physically shoving a woman golfer. Brewer described the decision as a mistake and announced investigations, but the admission of personal sign-off is the element with lasting consequence. This was not rogue content that bypassed internal review. The CEO reviewed and approved it, a fact that eliminates the company's "we didn't know" defense entirely. Should affected parties, women's golf organizations, tournament sponsors, athletes, pursue formal complaints or civil action? The incident compounds awkwardly given Good Good Golf's role in golf's demographic expansion story. Good Good has built a substantial audience through a casual, personality-driven content approach that has helped bring younger, more diverse audiences to a sport historically marked by accessibility problems. Content produced under that brand depicting physical violence against a woman golfer runs directly counter to the growth narrative Callaway has been selling investors about the sport's broadening reach. The day's most significant intellectual exercise came in examining the consensus assumption underlying the Gates essay, the MIT findings, and the general tenor of economic commentary, that AI-driven job displacement is both large-scale and imminent, and effectively certain. Labor economics has predicted technological unemployment at scale since the mechanical loom, and every major automation wave, the Industrial Revolution, electrification, computerization, the internet generated displacement forecasts that proved partially accurate but systematically overestimated net job loss. The specific mechanism by which the displacement narrative could prove wrong. If AI dramatically reduces the cost of knowledge work outputs, it could expand total demand for those outputs rather than simply substitute for the humans producing them. The same logic by which word processors made written communication cheap enough that communication volume exploded, ultimately. Productivity gains have historically created new categories of economic activity and new forms of employment that were unimaginable before the technology existed, preserving secretarial employment rather than eliminating it. The augmentation scenario requires that AI-adjacent job categories, oversight, prompt engineering, human-AI collaboration roles, grow faster than traditional knowledge work roles decline. Gates's counterbet is that AI is structurally different because of the breadth of cognitive tasks it can perform. The empirical signal to watch, according to the analysis, is the ratio of AI-related job postings to AI-displaced role postings in the BLS employment data over the next 18 months, a ratio that should resolve the debate with data rather than prediction by early 2028.